Representative John Curtis, Democrats won't join us, refuse to hold China accountable. By Kyle Morris on July 25, 2020. Representative John Curtis, RUT, joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel, where he discussed his bill that would hold the Chinese officials who covered up the coronavirus pandemic accountable. "We need to be bipartisan as we deal with China," Curtis told host and Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. "The Democrats have chosen not to join us. We've got this China task force. And they won't join us on that, and it's one of the most important issues facing the country right now." Li Wenliang was a scientist who early on pointed out to his colleagues that there was a virus out there, Curtis said. He was grabbed by the local police, forced to sign a statement that it was an error. 3 weeks later, he actually died of the COVID virus. "Had we started on this thing 3 weeks earlier, which his warning would have allowed us to do, we would have dramatically reduced the number of infections around the world." Curtis further expounded on his displeasure with China's handling of the virus by referring to a study published in March. "There was a study published in March which indicated that if Chinese authorities had acted just 3 weeks earlier, which they would have had the information to do, the number of cases could have been reduced by 95% around the globe," Curtis continued. "We lost that 3 week jump, and that's the intent of this bill." Curtis also said that any other authoritarian government around the world in the future that suppresses information on a pandemic would also be sanctioned by his bill. "This China task force is going to lay out in a couple of weeks all of our findings," Curtis said. "I think the American people will be both impressed and a little bit worried about what's ahead of us. Let's remember that it's not the Chinese people we have a problem with. It's the Chinese leadership. We have a great relationship with the Chinese people, and I personally enjoy the Chinese culture." Curtis also discussed the Chinese government and problems that he sees arising in the country. "The Chinese Communist government has clearly taken a bad turn on human rights," Curtis said. "Look what's happening in Hong Kong and freedom and suppressing everything that we value here in the United States. America, this is our window, our time to correct that relationship. The longer we let it go astray, the harder it's going to be to correct that." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.